And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All you gotta do is look up in the tree. Who else seen the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
To me, it does.
To you, it looks like a leprechaun.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me.
So great. Internet's
the best.
One of the greatest things that's ever happened.
The podcast this week is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. They've been a sponsor for a while, and we just want to send a big shout out to the wonderful people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day, and your home for the flux capacitor.
Yeah, to me, it looked like a flux capacitor to me.
They have. We talked about it the other day on the show, and I forget what you have to search. What was it one? How many gigawatts is it?
Yes, 121G.
121, yeah, 121G. If you go on their website and you search 121G in the product bar, they actually have a flux capacitor on their website, and it's like total Back to the Future nerdness, and it's great.
It's awesome.
Yep.
Hi, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. It's me,
y'all.
Butter.
Y'all.
Y'all.
Y'all. It's the best. You got to play that.
What, the butter?
Yeah, well, her saying y'all. It's her saying y'all over and over again.
All right, I can do that.
Paula Deen, y'all.
Paula Deen is still one of my favorite people that's ever shown up.
She is. Look, she showed up in her
on the
curlers.
Show. In curlers. With, like, I think, like, a robe on. Like, it looked like my mama's house coat. Like, you know.
She said that she had to do TV after us, and so she, you know.
Yeah, I would let my hair set.
So we didn't ask for a picture. Remember that? Because we're like, oh, yeah. We don't want to ask for a
we
picture
didn't ask
with
for,
her.
We, did we not get a picture with
no,
her?
No, she's the one
I thought
who
we
made
we did
us.
Get a picture, but
yeah,
we didn't
she
do video.
Did. And she,
yeah,
had her, she had her curlers on. Yeah. Here we go.
Hey, y'all. I'm Paula Deen.
Y'all! Y'all! Y'all,
a little super cut.
You ever been to one of our restaurants?
No, I have not.
When they used to have the Paula Deen buffet at the Harris Casino in Tunica, Mississippi. That's
you
gone
went?
Now. Oh, it's the single greatest. It's the greatest buffet I've ever been to. And
why?
Look at
what
me.
Made it so special?
Because it was usually a good buffet. All you can ask for is quantity and variety.
Can you say you know? Buffet? Because that's the way my dad says it.
No.
And I like that.
No,
he does. He says buffet. We're going to the buffet. Come on.
But the the best you can hope for at a buffet is for there to be
that was half.
A lot of food, a lot of different kinds of food, a lot of variety of stuff. You're not really, I mean, think about it. Have you ever been to a buffet and thought, wow, the food was incredible? Nah, it's if it's
one
pretty
time,
good.
One time in Wekiwatchee Springs, Florida, we did the mermaid show. And there's
oh,
this
wow.
little Chinese buffet right there.
Yeah, you see.
In that little spot. And we were like, you know, we got to get on the road. Let's go ahead and just do this. It'll be something yep. we could, everybody could eat what they want instead of fighting over where we stop there. And I will tell you, it's worth going out of your way for this buffet. It was that amazing. When you run across a good one, oh.
If you have good food, it's usually probably only 8, 10, maybe 20 things. Okay. No, this was like, over 150 different
items. That's how
this
place was. They had everything
and
from crawfish to
the
Chinese.
The best quality food I've ever eaten that came off of a buffet. And it was all, and I asked her about it, and she said, you know, that she handpicked every recipe. She made sure they were followed. She went in and did quality checks to make sure they were cooking everything right. It was incredible. I went at least 3 different times.
I went to
and
her.
Gained
her,
6 pounds every time.
Her, the original restaurant, The Lady and Sons, Savannah. And it was good. You have to wait a little bit, but it was good. I mean, it's heavy, man.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's.
When you walk into a restaurant, and that's a sign of quality for me. You walk into a restaurant, if it smells like butter, it's going to be heaven. And the food is going to be good.
I had the chicken pot pie. And it was
smelled like pot.
It had so much of the pastry on it. I mean, I couldn't eat it. I mean, you couldn't eat get half of it. Well, it was good. Y'all.
Hey, y'all.
You ever been to a Paula Deen restaurant?
I have not.
Oh.
Were you here the day that Paula came by?
No, it was right before I started here.
Oh, you missed it. I did. Yeah, she was so cool showing up in her curlers.
And her husband, who like pops up on her show and everything,
yeah.
Sometimes he was here. It was really.
The captain?
Yes, it was really awesome. And they were like the nicest people.
Yeah.
Nobody said anything either about the curlers. We like pretended they didn't exist.
Just let that go.
Yeah.
Didn't look any different than my mama getting ready for church. No different. Just pretend it's not there.
So, Carson, what is the biggest scandal or screw up of a coworker that got them fired at a station or a place that you worked? In radio, there's we attract the knuckleheads of
it's true.
America.
You know what? I worked at a station where a gentleman. It was twofold. He was doing two different things. He was leaving early every day, and I think you guys realize now. Like I'm kind of gullible. Like I'm pretty. I'll trust people. Mm-hmm. And I honestly believed for the better part of 7 months that his child had orthodontist appointments every week. Now I've had braces.
Some people's kids,
right?
Could.
No, I've had braces. You went once a month, right, to get your braces tightened. It was at least once a week, sometimes two. Like, oh, I got to take whatever the kid's name was to go to the orthodontist. Well, he was skipping out early because he had made arrangements to meet various women. And not only was he messing around on his wife, he was taking the station vehicle to do it.
Oh, my God. So the guy's skipping work, cheating on his
so
wife.
So you'd have people sending pictures. So that also meant he was using the vehicle for personal use. And then come to find out, how he was paying for all of it was like payola, that he was getting somebody in the industry to buy him things in exchange for playing records.
What?
He
wow. He's one of the last DJs that probably got away with that.
Yeah, well, because then when I was left to clean up the mess and I started getting phone calls from the individual that had the deal with him, and he was like, well, I can get you blow. And I'm like, well, I can also get jail time. So how about we don't play that game?
Yeah.
How about we don't do that?
Just a little behind the scenes, payola is like where record companies pay us to play songs. Mm-hmm. They
and
can't
it
do it.
It is illegal.
It's illegal.
Anything that comes through has to benefit the radio station, not the DJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was getting...
But, you know, it's okay for lobbyists in, in D.C.
Lobbying is totally legal.
Yeah.
But those are the people who pass the laws that we can't get paid to play a record.
One of those beautiful things that Congress does where they make a law that doesn't affect them. It's a law. It's illegal for everybody. You know, like that health care thing.
Us.
But not us. It's good for everybody else but us.
I will say, though, at that same place where I worked, somebody who didn't get fired... was we had a gentleman who had gotten multiple DUIs and or DWIs or whatever they call them, and he didn't have a license anymore. It was suspended. And one day he takes the station vehicle because, you know, he doesn't have a car anymore. And so he takes it, and somebody found out about it because they'd noticed the car was missing. They went and tracked him. And I went to the person who was the head of our station, and I said, you do understand that if this person gets in an accident, they are not covered by insurance because they're driving illegally, which means you would be susceptible. You would be open to a lawsuit. I mean, you could.
They'd come after you.
Yeah. And they
come after the company.
They'd come after the company. And I mean, you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars that somebody could sue for. And they were like, yeah, but he's a really nice guy. Hmm. Yeah, but he's funny. Like, wait, what? And I don't know if this
like
is me being
a
little too uptight corporate that I was like, wait, you hired this is okay with you that they just risked like six figures and nope, that's
anytime
cool.
You
it's
ever,
okay.
Anytime you ever want to protect us, I'm totally down with it.
Yeah.
That's where sometimes I wonder if I don't know that there's days, am I too rational for this business? Like, am I just not nutty enough?
I have known so many people who've gotten fired for such dumb things.
I got fired for punching somebody.
Oh, well, that's...
no, but... Hey, raise your hand if you're surprised.
I didn't think Bubba was violent.
Carson's still so new.
Now, wait. No, here's the thing. And I'll tell this story because I don't care. It's been a long time. This dude was, we went out, it was like one of those little team building trips where the program director is like, we're all going to go party together. Mm-hmm. So we go.
Always a great idea, by the way.
We go to Bourbon Street, New Orleans. We're all partying together and we take the station van, you know, to go do this. And so we're partying and everything. At the end of the night, one of the guys that was with us was coked up, like out of his mind. We didn't know he even messed around with cocaine, but he did. And like, so I get in the van and he's like just yelling and screaming. He's just freaking out, you know, like some people do. He just, whatever. So he's like, and I'm like, dude, just shut up. You make me shut up. I'm like, I will make you shut up. Make me shut up. I'm like, dude, shut up. And he's like, you can go ahead, hit me. You think that'll shut me up? Hit me. So it. And I knocked him out. And I made him shut up. Well, that Monday, I show up for work and I walk in and they were waiting for me at the door. And they're like, hey, come into the general manager's office. So I go in and he's like, basically, here's the deal is this individual said that you hit them. And I said, yeah, I know. I said, but he told me to, number one. Number two, everybody else was there. He was completely out of his mind, you know, high and just crazy. And the guy's like, yeah, well, here's the thing. He's agreed to not press charges if you resign. He wanted my job.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, so wait a minute. So I can resign or I can go to jail. Yeah. Okay. Well,
fair. Okay.
I'm down. So I resigned.
Yeah.
And that was the end of that.
Wow.
Pretty great.
See, that happened. I had a program director at a rock station. I had just started working there. It was the very first time I ever did a live broadcast. So he was supposed to go out and set it up and stay there and make sure all the equipment works. I mean, I've been on the air there for a week.
Hey, Patrick, so, Stacy Morgan said KOs aren't team building.
Yeah, no, they're not. Hi, Stacy. So I'm going to do all the breaks talking on the air, but he's going to make sure all the equipment's there and set up and show me how it all works. And like 20 minutes into it, he's gone. We can't find him. And then we realize the van is gone. What happened was he had drove around to the back of the building and was smoking pot in the back of the van and then fell asleep because he got so high. And so we find him, you know, totally stoned and sleeping in the back of the van an hour after we were all supposed to leave. Yeah, he got fired, I think, the next day. So
this is where I look at our industry, and it makes me want to pull my hair out. Like, I had a guy once who was on his third or fourth DUI, and the person in charge of the station was like, instead of being like, you know, maybe this is a problem because he's not going to be able to get to work, he tasked me with finding a driver for him. To get him a chauffeur to work every day. I was like, wait, well, now, how is this my problem?
Well, here's the thing, though. Did he get the DUI in the station vehicle?
No.
Or any of them? So none of them
not as far as I know.
Well, if they weren't on company time, then, you know.
But that's still not the kind
of
person.
Okay, but it's still not. Is it my responsibility to fire you a driver? Like, he was like, I need you to take care of that, Carson. Like. Me? What am I, Uber? Are you kidding? I'm like, wait a minute. So because he messed up, you're now going to pay for somebody to cart him to and from work every day? I mean, that was...
I wish I had a driver.
And like, paid all his legal fees.
Wouldn't that... What?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I know. Well,
somebody had pictures of somebody.
That's what... Everybody said. They were like, is that his illegitimate kid? Like,
something was going on. There's a lot of illegitimate
I'm really, really interested to see which of the stories that I know he can tell that Big D will tell.
I won't tell any.
None?
Dude, you got to tell one.
Oh, you got to tell one. You can't just tee us up and let us all start telling these stories.
You got to tell us about you and your buddy when you left Billings.
You're not going to tell that
You got to tell that one. He's where not... you show up.
Not going to tell that.
Oh, it'd be so
so good.
No.
It's a classic.
It is.
You show up in St. Louis to accept your new position.
Are you going to tell the story?
Don't do it, man.
I might. Well, here's the thing. I'm going to start telling it wrong. That way you're going to be inspired to tell it right.
I don't know. You're hot laundry. Should I get this?
Oh. It's going to be my brother.
You know, there's our industry does, you know, it's.
We attract the crazy
we
people.
Do.
Why?
That's because good. Well, we do because that's
what makes radio awesome.
That's right. And so, you know, hey, I'm going to light myself on fire and that way everyone will come and watch. That's the philosophy. However, you know, live by the sword, die by the sword.
Yeah. As a fireman, I will tell you, don't light yourself on fire.
Thank you, Bubba.
And
took you being a fireman to tell us that?
I can do it in an official capacity at least now.
And, you know, there are some in, and I would like to say that we are in this category, the category of understanding and taking it more serious, I think, than a lot of our peers do. Mm-hmm. And understanding what the, my dad's calling me.
Is that who that was?
Oh.
On the hotline?
Let me see what this is.
Oh, take a little personal time there.
No, you just hung up.
he butt dialed you.
Yeah. We understand it. We're a little more cerebral.
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 That's exactly what we are.
We're so cerebral. We're cerebral.
See, that's the perfect mix. That's what I'm talking about. We're a little bit of that, a little bit of this.
Yeah, we're cerebral, all right.
And, but anyway, but we do get a lot of.
You get some kooks, man.
We get some.
You do.
Some rejects. People who think they're just like, oh, I've always been funny, or people think I'm engaging or I'm entertaining.
I've been told
I have a good voice.
Yeah.
And then they get in, and then you're just like, oh my gosh, you're a mess.
Yeah. You can't be an idiot to do this. And by that, I mean... No.
At a
high level, you can't be. Now, sometimes people do slip through the cracks, but they always get busted. They always get found out.
Yeah.
And, you know, the wheels do fall off eventually. So...
There was a guy that I used to work with that kept getting repeatedly fired for basically sleeping with all of his coworkers. And what's more amazing is not that he kept getting jobs, was that he kept getting women to hook up with him.
I know
a guy like that too, that we both know. And it's like, how does that guy keep getting women who work with him, who see him on a regular basis, so they must see behind the curtain and know he's not that impressive, to hook up with him? Like, what?
Bathroom talk, somebody has said something, and everybody's like, no, that can't be true.
I don't mean to speak for my gender, but I'm gonna. Like, women get stupid for radio guys.
That's never been the case for me. I've never had women,
especially when I worked at rock stations, I was usually the only female. And inevitably, I had to take on the mom role, but it was because the guys were so inundated with females coming up to them
I think that's different because that was in the rock world. It's not the same in country. And
well, I don't know, the guy we were just talking about is in country.
I worked.
Yeah, but he's sleeping with coworkers.
That's
he's
true.
Not sleeping.
That is true.
Okay,
not the audience.
Like, I know a guy who he was married and he was messing around with the receptionist. And then got tired of her and got her fired because he didn't want to deal with her anymore.
Wow.
And he got it done. Like,
stand-up guy.
Oh, he was a class act. But it's a very, I don't know, it's a weird thing that I'm on the radio and you hear me talk. And for some reason, there are women out there who are attracted to that. I guess that's the best way to put it.
I like your question mark at the end.
I mean, I've dated other radio people before. Like, I've dated other DJs, and there was one of them on our first date. I showed up to the bar, and he knew I was going to be a little bit later than him. And I sit down, and the people next to us, they go, "You know who this is, right?" And I go,
"Did he?"
He had been there 10 minutes, and he managed to tell the bartender and the two people sitting next to him what he does and who he is.
We worked with that guy. We worked with several versions of that guy, but one in particular. He couldn't check out of line at the grocery store without telling the lady,
"You know
who
I do?
Do you know who I am?"
Do you know who I think I am?
Yeah. Let me tell you, because I'm sure you don't know who I am.
Oh, God.
Terrible. Yeah, those people. And those are the ones that end up getting what they just, they'll stay at a certain level. You know, they may stay at a local level, and you know, some of them get to a large market,
like city.
Yeah, like a large city, and they're, you know, in a major city. But you can't, like Bubba said, eventually it does catch you because people get tired of it.
Yeah.
It's neat for 30 minutes, but after 3 months of that person in the building, constantly, you're like, dude, you're just a person, just like everyone else. Chill out.
Yeah. Ego has been the destruction of a lot of people in a lot of businesses, but especially in this one.
Yeah. What do you guys?
I was going to say, we worked with, if you ever watch Anchorman, each one of those characters that are in the show, those are real radio people. And I mean, they're probably the same with TV, but I mean, we know each one of those character types because you find them in almost every single radio station.
Mm-hmm. It is the second week of college football, weekend of college football. And, there's some games tonight.
I'm not even going to lie. I'm not even sure the LSU game is on TV. Is it?
I don't know.
That's my team, and they're playing Southeastern Louisiana University. So I think...
How much do you think Hammond get paid to do that?
It's for them to come into Tiger Stadium? They don't have a lot of travel expenses. It's based on what a sellout at your stadium would be.
So like when a small college plays a big college.
Right.
I've always heard that whenever they play a big college at their, whether it's Ohio State or USC or Michigan or Penn State or LSU or Florida or whomever, when a small college goes there, it's almost always anywhere from $800,000 to $1.5 million payday.
It can be less, but here's how it works. It's because you have to play the teams in your own conference on a certain schedule, everyone in your division, certain number of teams from the other division, that's set up by the conference. So you just, when it's their turn to come to your stadium, they come. They don't get any money. They don't get anything. They know that at some point you're going to go back to them.
So you have to fill the other dates.
Right. You have to fill the other dates. So there are three ways to do it. The more recent thing that's just started about 15 years ago is that ESPN or some big sponsor will set up a neutral site game.
I like this, by the way. I love
Alabama versus
sites.
Louisville, or LSU versus Miami, or you know all these games, and they'll set up a neutral site game, and there'll be a big sponsor, and you play on national TV, and they will pay both teams to show up.
It's like a bowl game, like Pretty much, a free bowl game.
And that's usually only the first or second week of the season where they do that for these big kickoff games.
Mm-hmm.
The other way is to do a home and home. So you have things like Texas and Maryland agree that they're going to play each other twice. Texas will come to Maryland. Maryland keeps all the money. Maryland goes to Texas. Texas keeps all the money. So they're kind of
so
they make
agreements. It guarantees a sellout at both places.
At both places, a guaranteed sellout for a big opponent to come do that. So
for a non-conference game,
there's a future game coming up between like LSU and Oklahoma. I know, and it's not always back-to-back seasons because they schedule these things years out. And it might be this season we come here, and next season Ohio State and Texas. It wasn't Ohio State and Oklahoma did this, didn't they? Or who was the big Ohio State game? I can't remember
this
now.
Year?
It was a couple. No, it was a couple of years ago, and they did it back to back years. It might have been Texas. They did back to back years where they 1 year you come to us, next year we come to you. The way you get these small schools is you go, listen, we could do a home and home, but we're not going to go – LSU is not going to go play at Southeastern University. Ohio State is not going to go play at Bowling Green State, you know, because it's not worth it. Our place is bigger.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. If we come to your, you know, stadium, what's a total sellout worth to you? What are you going to make
sellout? You have 29,000 seats.
Yeah.
We have 100,000.
Right.
Do the math.
So we will pay you the equivalent of a sellout to waive – they're not paying them to show up. They're paying them to waive the
home
and home. Sometimes, and I've seen some small schools will do like a home and two home. So like they'll make a deal with, because the prestige is worth so much to them to get a school to show up. So like the school my dad went to with Louisiana Lafayette, in Lafayette, Louisiana, shocking. They did this thing with Oklahoma State where they agreed to go to Oklahoma State twice if Oklahoma State would come there once. And I don't know that that was the best, financially the best thing, but as far as prestige, it was the biggest thing that ever happened, that Oklahoma State went and played in their 30,000 seat stadium. It was a, you know,
yeah,
it's a big thing. But for the most part, the small schools, they take the money because
it's money, and it pays. Money. They play two or three of those a year, and it pays
like
for their entire program.
It's like
program.
A sellout with no cost except travel. You don't have to pay everybody to work the stadium. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pay parking attendants and
cleanup crew, whole thing.
Is it literally just the only thing you have to do is travel to get to that stadium, and they write you a check equivalent to a sellout.
Which is pretty great.
Mm-hmm. And it works for both schools, because if you're, you know, if you're USC, then yeah, you don't mind paying the small school to come to you, because you're gonna have a sell. It's gonna be a sellout.
You're gonna
have
a sellout.
Game.
It's your place.
Be
and
5 million
you're
or whatever.
Because you're playing a little school, you're basically getting an automatic W.
unless you schedule App State.
Yeah, don't schedule App State. That's how they make their name. You know what's that little? What's the school? Is like North Dakota State or the one they keep beating? They've, like, there was like five out of 6 years they beat a Division I team.
Well, I mean, I don't know. But, I mean, you have App State, who is that way. I mean,
App State has a couple of big ones, and then they almost beat Penn State last week and
went into overtime. But last year App State beat somebody else. It was a big, huge.
I think Patrick's binging it.
Oh, yeah, it's North Dakota State. That is who it is. They always have this, you know, insane thing about beating Division One teams.
You know, the difference between a Division One football program athlete and a Division Two, it's not much.
A Division One,
sometimes
FCS they call it.
Yeah,
the smaller division
for. So
but
for
the,
like,
but the thing
so
is,
if you're going
the small
to like,
schools don't have depth. That's where their problem.
That's
is.
Where the problem is, the thing is, like, a lot of these programs, they have these great athletes, but they have terrible grades, or they punch people, or
steal computers.
No, not necessarily. I mean, there are some who can't make it. So to like the well, listen, you're not gonna make it here at USC, but you know, maybe you should go to here,
Cal State Fullerton,
and then and then maybe we can bring you back.
Work your way up.
It's kind of a JUCO, really. I mean, JUCOs. I mean, what's the point of having JUCOs anymore? I mean, that's what they do. They go to a smaller school and then they come back, or they just make that team great. So you have like these,
like with what was the Last Chance U on Netflix?
North Dakota State has the FCS record for wins against FBS competition six years in a row.
Oh, wow.
Six seasons in a row.
So you don't schedule them.
Let's see who North Dakota State is going to be.
I don't think
here.
They're playing anybody this year.
Schedule?
I don't think anybody. Yeah. They are playing. Oh, here's their record against FBS. They beat Kansas, Minnesota, Colorado State, Kansas State, Iowa State, and then number 13, Iowa in 2016. And after they beat Iowa, nobody else.
They
are now.
They all said nope.
2020, they're playing Oregon. 2022, they're playing Arizona.
Watch
2024,
out, y'all.
They're playing Colorado. So, I mean, think about that. If you're Oregon in 2 years, you've got the best team in FCS. They've won the championship, I don't know, several times. And they keep going in and knocking these guys off.
I always want to like find these little small schools and like just order their merch and wear their hat.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just
these guys
like,
won
yeah,
the
man.
Title in 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 17, so 6 out of 7 years.
It's the whole collegiate athletic world is what a mess.
All I'm waiting for is for them to fix the pay scale thing, where they can agree on what they're going to pay these guys, because they need it. Eventually, we all know it's going to come to that. They're going to get Patrick's over there saying nope.
Why it's not. The argument that makes this completely moot, that no one ever wants to talk about.
What?
As long as Title IX is federal law, it will never happen.
Why?
It will never happen. Because the universities cannot afford to pay. They legally can't play the football players unless they pay everyone.
Oh, so like all
so
the
you're gonna have
gymnastics,
to pay the gymnasts, yeah, you're going to have to pay the softball players, you're going to have to pay the women's golf team.
And how are you going to pay those when they don't
generate revenue?
They don't make any revenue. They are a drain on the program.
Right now,
most programs are.
F- Football,
makes money almost everywhere.
Basketball makes money in Division I because of the tournament. Everyone gets a little piece of it. So basketball tends to make money. Baseball is a moneymaker at like 30 or 40 schools. Out of hundreds, maybe 30 or 40 schools
LSU,
actually
Arkansas,
turn a profit.
Florida.
Yeah, places where they have consistent sellouts. That's it.
Long Beach State.
Women's basketball turns a profit at less than 10 schools.
UConn.
UConn, Tennessee.
Tennessee. Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, Baylor. That's it. There's no money to be made in, and so football, everyone goes, well, football makes $1 billion and they don't pay the players. Yeah, well, football's paying not just for the football player scholarships and all their equipment and everything, but they're paying for the scholarships for the baseball team, the softball team, the track team, everybody.
And the coaches' salaries for all those other sports.
And the coaches' salaries for all that, all those player scholarships, all their equipment. All everything, all that gets taken out of the athletic budget, which almost all the athletic budget comes from football. So it's not as easy as I hate that argument.
I would love
you
to.
I would love
to have them paid though, because then I could start playing NCAA football again on my PlayStation.
That's a different thing.
That's what I need.
Is as easy as the NCAA saying we will allow players to get X amount of money from video game. It would be a change in the NCAA law. Bylaws that says players can get up to $200 compensation each for appearing in blank.
A video game.
In a video game. Then EA would just pay every player $75 for their likeness, across the board, and every player that appears in it. And then, again, I think there's a lawyer out there. Not I think. I know there's a lawyer out there who will sue the NCAA.
Because
some football player got a check for $75 from EA, and this women's softball player who goes to Florida State did not get a check. You can't give something to a male athlete or a student that you don't give to a female student.
Yep.
And that may sound stupid to you, because I think it's very stupid.
Do you think Title IX is going to end up going away eventually? The reason is all these colleges are getting away from everything being identified by gender. There's 15 billion genders now, according to college campuses. So how does that work?
Right.
How does Title IX exist in that world?
Right.
The next great
good point
lawsuit is going to be from someone who claims to not be male or female, suing.
Like John's coworker,
federal,
the cat?
Yes. In federal court, suing to get equal representation because of Title IX. I don't know. I mean, there have been so many cases where...
I'm the Eiffel Tower.
You hear all the worst case scenario stuff with Title IX. I'm not saying Title IX didn't do a lot of good things. It did. But its unintended consequences come with everything. A local
You're
bank,
way too smart for us, man.
A local bank pays
like
for
you
the
know you're
high
working
school,
radio, right?
Yeah. Pays for the high school to baseball team to have a scoreboard in their field. And they put it up and they do all that. And then they're forced to tear it down because of a Title IX lawsuit because the girls' softball team doesn't have a scoreboard that's just as nice.
I'm like lunacy.
That's absolute lunacy.
It's lunacy.
Okay, but it's a public school. And you can't have something for the boys' baseball team that you don't have for the girls' softball team.
I'll tell you this, too. If you are...
I'm not saying I agree with that, by the way. I'm just saying that's the way it is.
A parent who has an athlete that you want to... who's in high school or maybe younger, that with aspirations playing at the next level, being college or beyond, you have the... playing that game of the scouting... college athletic game is a mess. It's an absolute mess. And when you have these kids who are, I can just say, for example, for baseball, you have a program that, you have an organization that's called Perfect Game. And this organization hosts, they're outside of Atlanta, and they host these big tournaments, and you go in and you do these showcases. And so they measure how fast do you run, how hard do you throw, how well do you field, how do you hit.
So it's basically like a baseball version of the NFL Combine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they rank you. You get rated, and they have a scout who, Gunner has a legit scouting report on him, on his arm, on his bat, on his field, how he moves, all that. And you get a grade out of a 10. And then college coaches go to this website and they type in this kid's name and they get all this stuff about this kid. Now, if you don't go to that and you don't do that showcase, which, by the way, costs $700,
then you can slip through the cracks.
Then you have a kid. Okay, so for instance, Gunner has the fourth highest exit velocity in the state of Tennessee with his age. Now, that sounds impressive, but that's not true because we didn't go get every single player of his age.
That's right. It's just the kids been rated.
It's just the ones who spent $700 to go to Atlanta to a showcase.
You spent $700 on that?
Well, yo, God, I spent, who knows how much money I have in baseball. But you have to do it. It's the game. So when I see a kid goes, yeah, when I'm talking to this guy, he's, he's the number two pitcher out of, Virginia. And I go, no, he's not. He's just not.
He's the number two who's been rated.
He's the number two pitcher whose parents could afford to get him rated.
Well, one of my best friends, her son plays hockey, and they identified fairly early on, about 11 years old, that he, if everything continues, he will be able to play at least at the college level.
Nice.
But what comes with that is the same thing, that she's going to Canada twice a month to take him to tournaments. He's on two different teams. I think a lot of what Gunner does in baseball, that he's on different ages, that because he's advanced for his age,
so you play
he's
up.
Allowed to play on the older teams, but he's still on his own team. Plus, he just started high school. Now we've got to pick the specific high school to make sure that he's on the right high school team.
That's right.
But you've got to figure the schedule out.
Is it
going to
work? Is this the right coach? When are the tournaments? Do they do fall ball?
Mm-hmm.
When do they go do national tournaments? I mean, man, I could be going. I mean, there are guys that I know who are 12 years old and they have their kids flying to Los Angeles to Compton for their big. They have a big complex there in Compton, which is crazy. Doing national tournaments, they fly.
The complex is in their name.
It's right. They go into and they do these things in Fort Myers. There's all kinds of, all across the state of Florida, Atlanta, New York for the summer stuff. But they spend so much. It's a money making. It's a business,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of parents don't understand that. And I do get that, but I also get the point that. It's also
you want to be on.
It
people's
is what
radar.
It is. I mean,
you want him to be scouted by all the big colleges because you want him to get a great offer somewhere.
I won't say who, but I was talking to a college. It was. I'm gonna get it myself in trouble, but someone who was not even associated with the program, but just knows how they do things, and he said that. Man, before they do these camps, they look up all these kids, all these players on. Perfect Games database, and they get information about them before they even get there. I'm thinking, okay, well, then that tells me exactly that. You use that.
Yeah.
And I have to play that game.
Mm-hmm.
I have to pay to get in. But here's the thing, though.
Everybody wants their piece, man. That's
everybody wants a piece.
We learned that a long time ago. Everybody's at every level of every business, every sport, every whatever.
But it does. It will weed itself out. I mean, we went to a showcase last spring in Atlanta, and there was a kid there, bless his heart. He was all heart, did very little on the talent and skill level, and he didn't do well. And you could just tell he was way smaller than everyone. He was weaker than everyone. He couldn't hit the ball, but – he'll do that once, maybe the second year, but is he going to keep doing that? Probably not. And after a while, they kind of weed themselves out.
Side note, somebody pointed out that Carson Wentz was the quarterback in North Dakota State, and he won four national championships and sat on the bench as a redshirt for a fifth one. So that's, when you have a quarterback – that ends up being the number two pick in the draft. That's probably how you won five national championships in a row.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
But they're also not playing anyone.
Well, I mean, they're playing other people that play by the same rules. You know how hard it is to recruit kids to go to football, to go to school in North Dakota?
Mm.
No offense, North Dakota, but it's not easy.
Yeah, it's a lot easier for the sexy schools.
Oh, I mean, it's a lot easier to get kids to go to Miami than it is to get kids to go to Nebraska. I'm just telling you right now.
If you're not USC or Miami, well, good luck. You know, I mean, who doesn't want to have the beach lifestyle and everything that goes along with it, along with the college experience as well?
Yeah, and you think about those sports that are like baseball. Baseball is an outdoor sport that is, you know, a spring.
You want to be able to
summer.
Play year round, man.
Mm-hmm. And all your Southeast teams and California teams just do better. That's why, you know, you look at the breakdown of the players who go to the MLB.
Well, look at the Dominican and look at all these places in the Caribbean, all these Caribbean countries. Is it Caribbean or Caribbean? I say them both. But, like, you look at these kids. They play year-round.
Look at Hawaii. Just went in the Little League World Series.
Yeah, Hawaii kicking butt.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awesome. Whenever you can play year-round, you're better because you play it more.
Make sure your kids keep their grades up
and go to Hawaii.
And because I talk to college coaches who say for baseball, they have 11 scholarships, 11.7 or whatever it is. And they don't have the numbers to throw out full scholarships. Getting a full scholarship in baseball is very rare. It's not a common thing. People think, "Oh, you're just going to it's going to be a percentage. Well, half, 25%, 75%." And then you've got to they need help. Can you do can you help financially? Can you put money in to help get him there? Can he be a walk-on? Does he get help for academic scholarships? And then we'll help. But when football, they're paying the players, you know, they get a monthly whatever, $1,000. Mm-hmm. They're getting, you know, full ride. They're getting.
I don't think they get a monthly stipend. Yeah, that's what they're shooting for. But I don't think they get that, unless they're paying them to cover room and board. If they don't,
they do get. You know. They get paid. I don't know what they.
Yeah, because I know at Ole Miss, our football players got like at least the meal plan.
They get something like they get a.
Well, they get the meal plan. They get everything. Everything they can legally give them. They give them.
Yeah. You know, and it's so.
I got a Mercedes.
If you get
that
in on
not, that one is not legal.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Yeah. Remember that movie Blue Chips with Shaq and Nick Nolte?
I've never seen it. I know the movie. I've never seen it.
It's about recruiting, you know, dirty recruiting of college basketball players.
Yeah.
And Shaquille was in it. Oh, that was good, man.
That's the running joke in basketball about how do you think Shaq made all his money in college? Well, that's not the point.
Anyway, I'll be watching me some football this weekend.
That's where it all started with. Y'all ready for some football? Yeah, nice. Well, I do have something else to add to this whole conversation.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me.
Yeah.
And I think we're about done.
Everyone
right?
else, see a leprechaun, say hey.
Hey! Hey!
Thank you to O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices.
Oh, I get it.
Day.
O'Reilly.
Oh,
leprechaun.
Leprechaun.
Get it?
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me.
Yeah.
I got to do look up in the tree. Who else seen the leprechaun say yay?
Yeah.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Every day.
It was the podcast.
Podcast.